For KBIA News, I'm Hope Kerwin. Missourians will finish off a relatively quiet midterm election cycle when they go to the polls tomorrow. State Auditor Tom Schweik faces no Democratic opposition, while the GOP is expected to keep big majorities in the Missouri House and Senate. Republicans may be able to pad their legislative margins enough to prepare for a more active 2016 cycle. Democrats like Representative Vicki England are hoping to win competitive legislative races and chip away at the GOP's legislative edge.
The thought of it possibly getting worse holds us back at times. I think when we show a gain this time, it will be okay. The bleeding has stopped. We can move forward.
Illinois has a more active election cycle, including a competitive governor's race and several hard-fought congressional contests. Some childcare providers in Joplin are upset with the proposal to expand the size of the Joplin School District's early childhood program. District administrators want to build a $14 million early childhood center that could double enrollment in the program. They say the expansion would meet a community need and allow the district to prepare students for kindergarten. The Joplin Globe reports the number of private early enrollment providers in Joplin dropped dramatically after the May 2011 tornado. However, supporters say the number of spaces from private providers has rebounded. They argue the district's proposal is unnecessary and unfair competition. Over the past week, more than 90 contributions, totaling more than $1.5 million, were made to political campaigns in Missouri as a last-minute effort to reach voters before the November 4th election, according to the Associated Press. Political science professor at the University of Missouri, Peverell Squire, says these last-minute donations are not out of the ordinary.
It's not unusual to have a flood of money coming in towards the end of the campaign. These are people who have some interest in trying to influence the outcome, but for the most part, they're trying to gain access to the people they think are going to win the election.
Squire says Missouri is the, quote, Wild West when it comes to campaign finances due to the lack of restrictions in place to prohibit individuals from donating large sums of money. The Missouri Democratic State Committee donated more than $190,000 between October 27th and October 31st. Squire says this donation is an attempt by the Democrats to target a few districts they hope to win in order to prevent Republicans from gaining a supermajority in the General Assembly. Missouri's local election authorities are expecting about 40% of registered voters to cast ballots in tomorrow's elections. The voter turnout predictions are compiled by the Secretary of State's office from figures submitted by local clerks and election officials. They are based on rolls showing more than 4 million registered voters in Missouri. The predictions range from a low of about 15% in some counties to more than 60% in others. For KBIA News, I'm Hope Kerwin.